Hello, my name is Murray Gordon, ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft, and I'm here today with Jim Zimmerman from Thusi. How you doing, Jim?
Good. How are you doing?
How are you liking the conference?
Oh, I love it.
So tell me a little bit about Thusi. I know we've heard a lot about it in terms of what you're doing with Facebook and CodePlex. So give me like some background and let everybody know what's up.
So we're based out of Tampa, Florida.
Okay.
And we're a social media marketing company, also app development.
Yeah.
We do mostly Facebook apps for, you know, medium to large size companies. Like we did Facebook app for Outback.
Okay.
For Under Armour. Chicago Bears, Toyota. We're working on some stuff, some other restaurants and companies right now too.
Cool.
Including Microsoft.
That's awesome.
Which actually brought me here. We've created a toolkit that's on CodePlex right now. It's the Facebook Azure Toolkit.
Okay.
.codeplex.com. And basically it's kind of best practices of how to scale a web app in the cloud.
Yeah.
And it just happens to be a Facebook app. So the toolkit can be used for any kind of web app, really.
Yeah.
It just has a Facebook focus, and we're using some other open source toolkits out there, Facebook Developer Toolkit, which is now supported by Microsoft. That wasn't written by us, it was written by another company. And we're using ASP.NET MVC, also open source. I mean, it's kind of like five open source projects into one open source project. So
right on.
It's pretty cool.
Now, there's been a lot of excitement, obviously, at the conference here around, phone technology. So Windows Phone 7, Silverlight. You know, how do you guys see Silverlight playing into the product roadmap?
We're actually, I brought two of my designers up here, and they're learning Silverlight right now. They already knew it a little bit, but this is kind of a good crash course for them. They come from Flash, Mac world, so they're actually very excited about it. They really like the technology.
Now, are they pretty excited about Expression Blend? I mean,
yes, they are. In fact, we put VM Fusion or something like that on their Macs that they can run it virtual, but they also do boot camp so they can just run native when they want the speed that they need for playing.
Right on. Now, in terms of customers, so I know a lot of developers, ISVs are out there thinking, how do I bring Facebook into my application, one way or another? I mean, obviously, that's the kind of gap that you're filling with the product and the framework.
Yeah.
What would an ISV, what are the questions they need to ask themselves of, do I need this framework versus rolling it myself? You know, is it you know, the time to market really something they should be thinking about? Is it the cost, being able to scale? I mean, what are
decisions? It's mostly being able to scale.
Yeah.
It helps just with some of the things in the cloud that make it easier to scale.
Okay.
The real big thing with doing Facebook development is that you have to know the Facebook platform, which is its own ecosystem. So, you know, we're just providing the ecosystem to run it inside of Azure, not necessarily like this is how you build Facebook apps, because there's hundreds of ways to do that, including a lot of tutorials from Facebook themselves. So you kind of have to understand their framework in order to understand how to build a Facebook
app. Yeah, it's definitely their party.
Yeah, we're just more of an Azure container with some best practices to make it easier to talk to table storage, message queues, SQL Azure.
So really, if somebody's looking to get their application running in Azure to talk to Facebook, you guys have that kind of starter roadmap, get up and running quickly, scale, large, you know, deal with whatever the requirements might be down the road.
Yeah, and, you know, the thought around it, too, is that, you know, they may not have the Facebook expertise, and, you know, they're more than welcome to call us up, and we can help them, you know, actually build the app for them.
For sure.
You know, depending on if it's a company that has their own development staff, or they don't have any, they just want to contract it out, or maybe it's just another ISV that wants to also build them.
Yeah. So even if, you know, they may need some mentoring, like a week of services, hey, get us up to speed on this framework.
Yeah, that would be up to my boss. That'd probably be more up to my boss than anything else. I mean, we obviously have a lot of IP around Facebook itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, for doing apps like that, but you know, for as far as cloud consulting, I mean, we're really looking seriously into getting into that because we have a lot of experience in building cloud apps.
Yeah.
And building them quickly. So we're looking into getting that space too, which actually has nothing to do with Facebook.
For sure.
It's, you know, more of Azure consulting.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about Azure long-term for your company? Is that really kind of
We're putting everything into it.
Yeah.
I mean, being a CTO, I like to call myself more of a lead developer than a CTO, but, you know, I still have to manage servers for our data center, for our sister company, Team Zone Sports.
Yeah.
And we're trying to move that to the cloud so that I can eventually get rid of my data center.
Yeah.
That's kind of the goal. I'd rather manage applications, not servers. And that's where Azure really shines, because I manage the application, not the server.
Yeah.
You know.
Right on. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Jim.
Yeah,
I really appreciate it, and hope you have a great conference.
Yeah, I will. Thanks, you too.